friends. This is Andrew Phipps. Welcome to our Faith Family Freedom program today. I hope that you are ready for the program that we have planned with you in mind. It's always a special delight to know that you, our friends, have joined us. We hope the program merits your time sacrifice. I realize that everybody's time is precious and it's a scarce commodity, so to speak. And we have to allocate our time according to various segues and various sections of the day, whether it's work or play or sleep or whatever. But you're with us. I thank you for it. I hope that you enjoy the various components that we have put under the program today of Phipps Faith Family Freedom.
If you would, amen. It's good to have Brother Phipps with us tonight. And he flew in from Indiana yesterday. And he was telling me, we was talking down in the office this evening, preached in 43 of the 50 states in the United States. Isn't that a blessing? And I think he said 18 different countries, and been preaching since the 1970s. Amen. What a blessing he is. Amen. And so I want you to help him tonight. You got to help a preacher, right? And I want you to help this man of God. Come on, preacher, and preach to us and mind the Lord. And if you want to sing a little of that shape note stuff, that wouldn't hurt my feelings either.
God bless you, my friend.
Appreciate you, brother.
March the 23rd, 1775, Patrick Henry stood in front of the Bruton Parish Church. He said, "It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. The gentleman may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has already begun. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? The next gale from the north will bring to our ears the resounding clash of arms. What is it that the gentlemen seek? What is it that they wish? Is life so dear? Are peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. There is a just God that presides over the destinies of nations. The battle is not ours alone, sir. At the Constitutional Convention, the legendary Benjamin Franklin said this. He called for a time of prayer. He said, "The longer I live, the more of a truth I perceive that if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, how can empires rise without his aid?" Dr. Joe Wright went to the podium of the Kansas State Senate, and when he gave this prayer, state senators walked out. He said, "Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask for your forgiveness. We know that your word says, woe to those that call evil good." But that's exactly what we've done. We've exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We've rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We've killed our unborn and called it choice. We've polluted the air with profanity and called it freedom of expression. We've ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search our hearts today, O God, and cleanse us from every stain. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Acts, chapter 8. I feel like preaching just a little bit tonight. I'm headed towards my ninth decade. I'm at the point, brother, in my life where I remember a lot of things that happened and some that didn't. chapter 8, the Bible said, and Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. They were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Our text verse will be number 4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. John Bunyan stood before Judge Wingate in Bedford, England. Judge Wingate said, John Bunyan, why are you a fool? Why have you been preaching without a license? John Bunyan said, because God called me. He said, I want to remind you that you can't be preaching without a license. John Bunyan said, God called me and I can't quit. He said, I might remind you that you've got a blind daughter at home. This court would have leniency on you if you would just admit and refuse to continue what you've been doing. And John Bunyan said, I can't. Judge Wingate was getting a little bit upset. And he said, we've got other court cases. Said, if you're not going to recant, he said, I think we ought to get on to the next trial. And he said, folks, you've heard the last of John Bunyan. But he didn't know that John Bunyan would take little pieces of paper that was in his milk jug and take a little thing out of the cork that had like a crayon on it, and he would write Pilgrim's Progress. A man, I feel like preaching, that was going to the holy city, that he would meet Mr. Worldly Wiseman. I'm glad today that this world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Ooh. I'm glad today for the gospel, aren't you? The gospel is what alleviates. The gospel liberates you. One day I found myself a sinner. I found myself estranged from the covenants of God. I was alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. I was not a citizen. I was a reprobate. But God, in his mercy, looked down through the eons of time, saw something there, and when I cried out to him, he became dear to me. I say hallelujah today. Man, I'm so glad today that Jesus Christ paid it all. The good choir singing tonight, singing that song that Fanny Crosby wrote. Fanny Crosby was born in 1820, died in 1915. She was 95 years of age. I've been up there where she's buried. Buried up there with Tom Thumb and P.T. Barnum. They put up a little stone for her. I've been to the church where she'd been to. And I got to thinking how this lady that had this poultice put on her eyes by a quack doctor and lost her sight. But brother, I got to thinking there as I was taping that the first person she's going to see, would somebody get ahead of me? Face to face I shall behold him far above the starry skies. Amen. Woo! Boy, I'm glad I've come to thanks to Calvary Baptist Church. Amen. I feel a liberty here tonight. I feel that I'm at home. I'm glad tonight that this world is not my home. I'm not a citizen of this world trying to get to heaven. I'm a citizen of another world trying to get through this world.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
the Frenchman de Tocqueville, 1820, came to America, and he talked about what he'd observed. And some said, this Frenchman, reckon what he'll say. Will he say that America's great because we have good harbors, good land, good industry, good agriculture? And the Frenchman said this. He said, America's great because it's good. If it ever ceases to be good, it'll cease to be great.
Yeah.
Patrick Henry said our country wasn't founded by religionists or upon religion, but upon the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. John Adams, Sam Adams said, we have no sovereign but God, no king but Jesus. Woodrow Wilson said our nation was born a Christian nation. Let me give this to you. You'll want to write it down. Truth becomes hate to those who hate the truth.
That's right.
Truth becomes hate. People don't like it. You tell the truth. We're living in a day and time there's never been a greater need of the truth than today. We need to tell people there's only one way. There's only one way to heaven. Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. The gospel liberates. Then the gospel satisfies. Aren't you glad for that today?
Amen.
I'm glad today that my name is written in heaven. Brother Jeremy, what a blessing that you'd allow me, somebody with no credentials, to come to what a wonderful church here. Come and be a part of your fellowship. I'm here to tell you today, this is not the end of the story.
Amen.
There's another chapter. I, John, was in the I'll call Patmos for the testimony of God and the word of God. He was there for a reason. Out there on that island where the rocks and where prisoners went, but God did something for him. God saw him, showed him some things. Friends, let me tell you, the only hope for us tonight, I want to say this to you. Christianity can survive without America. But America cannot survive without Christianity because it's been blessed. America's been blessed, first of all, because we've done more for the poor, the downtrodden, than any other country in the world. When there's been a tsunami, earthquake, flood, or devastation, we're usually the first on the scene. Secondly, we've sent missionaries around the globe with the glorious news of the gospel, that one died, was buried, and is risen again. And thirdly, we've been a friend to Israel. Aren't you glad that the previous president and the soon-be next president moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? God, talking about Israel, said, I didn't choose you because you were the greatest in number. He said, you were the fewest in number, but I chose you because I loved you. They are the apple of his eye. Somebody say amen right there. And it'll do us well if we pay attention to that great country over there, our best ally in the Middle East. Amen. What God promised them would be like the state of Texas. They got just a little part of it over there. But one day it'll be exactly what God told them that would be. God hasn't forgotten Abraham. I get to thinking in my twilight years, I'm kind of like MacArthur, Douglas MacArthur, when he gave his last address on duty, honor, and country. He said, I can feel the waves lapping at my feet, but I know, my brother, where I'm going. There's a land that is fairer than day. Man, I feel like preaching. There's a place that we call home. I'm glad today that I know about it, aren't you? Glad for the saving grace of God that not only separates us, gives us a standard, but it satisfies me. Amen. I'm satisfied with it. I don't need another way, don't need another plan, sis. I'm just glad I'm saved, aren't you? Glad that my name is written down in that Lamb's Book of Life. I'm glad today that I'm a citizen of another country. I'm glad today that I've experienced forgiveness of my sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. These areas include Cleveland, Ohio, and that area, southwestern Michigan, Indianapolis, basically the southeastern part of Kentucky and much of Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and over 40 counties in that state, as well as some of the North Carolina areas. This is a huge step of faith for me, and I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits, but these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially? A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James Scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, K-I-N-S-M-A-N, and company.shop. And you can shop there, and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. One of the principles that has made America great is the dignity of human life. It is altogether reprehensible that we have a major political party that seemingly is doing its best to exterminate our children, our babies. I do not believe that this is the end of the story. If we can kill a child after it's born, what about one that's a year old or 2 years old? Maybe we might decide that the aesthetics demanded that we want a different baby. It's horrible. It's horrific to even think about such a scenario. But unfortunately, we have those that are wicked and demonic that are giving their type of validity to the killing of babies. I hope and pray that somehow God will get a hold of these kinds of people and their thinking can be changed, and let's do our best to uphold the principle of the dignity of human life. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
The Inspirations will sing as they have never sung before. Would you make welcome some of my dearest friends and the top quartet that has ever sung gospel music, the Inspirations Quartet from Bryson City, North Carolina. Would you give them a nice welcome here tonight in Muncie, Indiana?
If I survey all the good things that come to me from above, and I could count all my blessings out of the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for one favor of him beyond mortal man, and I'm sure he would grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some bad day when all the trouble and heartaches have vanished away. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, we all know. But comes that morning of rapture, together we'll stand anew. Then I'll stroll over heaven with you. Are you going to be there? Help us sing. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all the trouble and heartaches have vanished away. Really mean it. Sing it one more time. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all the trouble and heartaches have vanished away. We'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. It's so good to have you with us today for our Faith, Family, Freedom program. For those of you who might have just joined us for the first time, or maybe you've just been searching through the various media and you have occasioned onto our program, I hope that we can have something for you today that you will enjoy, that your families can be the beneficiaries of what we're trying to do here. We call it Faith, Family, Freedom, because those are the three words that mean so much to us, everybody associated with our group, our organization. We are committed to the idea of trying to help and to alleviate and to shed light, speak truth to error, and hopefully today, the program that you're about ready to witness and enjoy, we hope that it lives up to our expectations.
1956, I don't know where you were, but I turned to the Lord, and in my distress, He heard my cry. I didn't know how to be saved. I'd been brought up in a Christian atmosphere, but I still didn't know how. I was thinking that something spectacular would happen. Maybe like confirmation would come in a voice, or I would see something or hear something. But it wasn't until it really got down on the inside of me that I was to trust and believe. And the moment I believed, I received. The Lord initiates everything in salvation. He gives us the faith. We're begotten by the Word. When the Word, we hear it, it convicts us and lets us know that we need a Savior. Nobody gets saved until they realize that they are perishing, that they're dying lost. If we think we're okay, we'll not turn to Christ. Nobody is going to ask for help if they think everything is okay. But it was when I got desperate. And I think most people will agree that salvation, once you kindly have experienced it, it seems pretty simple then. You trust and obey. And I believe this, that there is evidence of salvation because there is a change in your heart. I'm not necessarily talking about the blood pumping instrument. I'm talking about whatever we call that innermost being, that soul. And so where the spirit is quickened, and the moment we trust the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the work is done. I think a lot of people get saved before they ever get out of their pew or out of their seat. I believe that. God wants to save people more than they want to be saved. For God so loved the world, that's my favorite scripture, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a present tense thing. Salvation's not something for the future, it's for the present. Not that it doesn't hold on to the future. We're not holding out ourselves, but salvation is totally in Christ. He does the saving and he does the sealing. We're sealed until the day of redemption. The Holy Ghost seals us and puts us in the body of Christ. And so I was baptized, I do know, in the month of November, Dave, out here at the old, towards Selma, that little old creek out there. What is that they call it there up there by Wapahani? I don't know what the name is. Pardon? Smithfield. Oh, yeah. Brother Gason Terry and others used to be baptized out there. It was a cold day and pretty snappy as far as the weather when I got saved, but folks used to baptize cold or hot. My dad said in his day they would even break the ice to baptize people. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do that. You'll be all right until you get baptized, but I think people ought to be baptized. I don't know that there's a time element of a day or a week or a month, but somewhere within your experience, you probably ought to be baptized and unite with a local Bible-believing church. I think that's scriptural. So it's just kind of like taking communion. I don't know how we ought to take it, but the Bible says as oft as you do it in remembrance of me. So we're remembering, once again, when we take communion, his death, burial, and resurrection, his blood being shed for us and his body being given for salvation. Anybody that wants to be saved can be saved. I don't believe there's anybody that can tell the Lord with honesty that I wanted to be saved and you just wouldn't save me. I don't believe that at all.
When the court ruled that the posting of the Ten Commandments in the schools was not permissible because students might read them, obey them, and venerate them, we knew then we were in trouble. In short, leave our faith in the church house and make sure that even there it is watered down so as not to be judgmental. Disregard what the Bible says or what the evidence supports. Just make sure that truthfulness becomes secondary to being tolerance. Tolerance towards Christians is not to be observed, however. The moral relativists and human secularists argue that since we believe the Bible to be infallible and further believe that there is right and there is wrong, this belief in moral absolutes is not acceptable. A case in point is what happened when just a few years ago, Pastor Joe Wright was invited to give the invocation before the Kansas State Senate. What he included in his prayer caused many legislators to walk out and denounce the man of God and say publicly that his kind of prayer was not politically correct and therefore unacceptable. This even caught the attention of the late Paul Harvey. Pastor Joe Wright included these statements. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today to implore your blessings and ask for your forgiveness. We know that your word says, woe to those that call evil good. And that is exactly what we've done. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and called it choice. We have polluted the air with profanity and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search our hearts today, O God, and cleanse us from every stain. He said something. Perhaps had he given an oratorical diatribe filled with innocuous verbiages, like we say, sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, he probably would have been patted on the back and recognized for the effort. An empty, meaningless attempt at prayer was what they wanted. Be sure and not tell God that we had sinned, nor that we needed his call for repentance and restoration of godly values in our lives. Thus it behooves all who want to know the truth and believe that it is the truth that sets people free, our voice must be raised in unison to once again stand for the land we love and for the reasons it became great. The need is as great as we have ever faced in our history as a free republic to instruct, educate, and inspire all who will hear as to the enemies we face, the errors we encounter, and the enlightenment we so desperately need.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Dear friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom. A cultural war is raging, and how it ends will have grave consequences for me and you. It appears that those who are striving to remove the ancient landmarks are succeeding, or at least they are getting the attention and notoriety. You and I have no choice. We must resist at all costs. Never in my lifetime have I seen such an attack upon our Christian heritage and values. The United States Constitution means little or nothing to these folks as long as they can promote their own agendas of extreme socialism and the most bizarre attacks upon all that we deem good and wholesome. Truth is rejected by those who hate the truth, and they hate America and its exceptionalism. Their goal is to make America into what it never has been. To these leftist radicals, their hatred of personal liberties and the freedom to practice the faith of our fathers are the narratives they chant nightly upon our so-called news channels. I know you agree. That's why I'm appealing to you today to join me in the fight to do all that we can do to preserve our heritage for our children and their children. This is a giant step of faith to go into these several television markets with our Faith, Family, and Freedom broadcasts. And I need your help. So many of you have been so kind and allowed me to speak in your pulpits. But these television outlets give us an opportunity to possibly reach thousands, maybe millions. If you believe our ministry to be credible, would you consider helping us financially?
A monthly support, a one-time offering, or whatever you can do would be so greatly appreciated. The need is now, and it is urgent. I am willing to do what I can do to speak truth to error as best as I can determine it. There is no need for us to talk about the deplorable conditions in which we find ourselves today if we're not willing to do something about it. Am I able to count on your support? I hope so. Would you please pray for our ministry and pray that God would give us discernment and provide the means that we can stand in the gap in these last days as we try to promote the principles of Christian living and the faith of our fathers. And this is Andrew Phipps.
Do you have trouble finding King James scripture items? Has your local Christian bookstore closed down like ours has? Do you have trouble finding things for events at church or personal items for at home? Well, this is the reason I created Kinsman & Company. It is a totally King James scripture product store. And today, I'm glad to announce that we now have scripture cards. These have King James scripture on them. They're blank on the inside, and they have beautiful scriptures on the outside. And so these right here, these are the Woodland Friends. And they all have encouraging scripture that you could send to your friends and family with a little note inside to say how much you care. I also have, besides the Woodland Friends, I have this beautiful garden collection. They come in a nice box. There's 12 in here, 4 designs, and you get 3 of each design with white envelopes. And then also, I have the lemon and lavender, which is so beautiful, that comes the same way. So anyway, if you're looking for a card that has King James scripture on it, please go to my website. It's Kinsman, as in the Kinsman Redeemer, K-I-N-S-M-A-N, and company.shop. And you can shop there, and you can find summer sales right now. Thank you.
Hello, friends. This is Andrew Phipps. And Byron Fox, a good evangelist, and Chad Connolly have been trying to get around the nation urging Christians to vote. You know, we had 40 million of identified Christians, or at least people that identified with Christian principles. 40 million did not vote in the election of 2018. You heard me right, 40 million. We must register and then vote. Citizenship requires it. Most states you have to be registered like 60 days or 30 days in the precinct, and I think you also should be alive. I think that you should be alive in order to vote, and that's why I think we need an identification program. I have no problem with showing an ID. I do that to get on a plane. I do it in many instances. If I'm making a charge on a credit card or whatever, sometimes they'll require my driver's license. I think most people can get a voter ID because the government will provide one for you. We must not succumb to this mail-in ballot stuff. That's why we have fraudulent elections, and we have people voting that aren't even alive, and people getting great numbers of false signatures and somehow getting them on the list. We need a clean up and down vote in America. And this is Andrew Phipps.
And friends, this coming election of 2024 may be the most important election in my lifetime. I really think that our republic and what we call participatory democracy hang in the balance. For example, I don't think that we can vote. I know we cannot vote for a socialistic candidate. We cannot vote for one who wants to liberalize everything and have the government in control and try to spend money that we don't have. We're already $34 trillion in debt. We're spending money like it's never going to end. And when you think that our borders are a serious issue, and they are, and I think if the Democrats feel like they've done a good job, why don't they take credit for the borders? Why don't they say, look down here, look at what has happened? But they know that when we examine and look at it, we know that it's a complete failure, a fiasco. And people have come in here illegally. They have done many harmful things to our country, fentanyl and drugs, the cartels. There have been many instances of people that have come in here that are from prisons, people that have committed rape, murder, done all kinds of heinous crimes. Now, I think this election, as I said, may be the most serious one. I'm not so sure that we would have another election if we don't do well here. For example, I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. I'm not an American. The phrase that I think we need to use, instead of calling people the far left or radical leftists, we ought to call them un-American. America's never embraced this kind of absurdity, this nonsense. We've replaced common sense with absurdity. And we've tried to promote artificial intelligence when many of us could stand improvement in natural ignorance, in natural stupidity. And so this election, we must put a leader, and I think that leader is Donald Trump. I believe that he will do the most to improve the economy, get rid of the great inflation that we're seeing, and I think that he will restore order and decorum to our government, and we'll get away from the weaponization of the justice system and people doing and taking people's freedoms away with no basis. Just they want to harass them, and that's what's going to happen in this election if we're not careful. The un-American people, the people that believe that we are a nation that has done great harm to everybody, they believe that they do not believe in the exceptionalism of America. They believe that America is the cause. They don't mind to see people burn and desecrate the flags. They don't mind to give their allegiance to Hamas, a terrorist group that hates Israel. And the bottom line, when we get into that area, is that God said that he would bless those that bless Israel, and he would curse those that cursed Israel. That's in Genesis 12. We call it the Abrahamic covenant. And so, friends, we need to get our heads out of the sand. We need to arise and stand vigilantly for the things that made us great as a nation. Respect for life in the womb, respect for marriage, and getting away from all of this wokeism, cancel culture, and this idea of trying to embrace transformation, gender transformation, and all of that crazy stuff. Listen, craziness is going to destroy this nation. Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. Let's take this election seriously. Let's win it, because we have to do so. We don't have an alternative.
Hello, friends. In the modern age, I know there are many people that are trying to redefine the gospel. They're trying to come up maybe with a different way, perhaps realizing and thinking that good works will be meritorious in themselves. But the late Charles Spurgeon had a wonderful quote. He said, if you are to be saved, you must be saved as a sinner, or not at all. For Christ has not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You must be saved through the merits of another and wash from sin and the precious blood of Jesus. Your own works must not have a finger in it. It must be by grace and grace alone. I've thought about it. I've said it many places. COVID didn't ruin our churches. COVID revealed our churches. Now, I know there are people that were prohibited from attending their assemblies simply because the doctor instructed them that their health would not permit that. I understand that, and in no way am I in a disagreement with what your doctor has recommended. But on the other hand, I think it became a convenience for people maybe that just decided that they would take church to be lackadaisical or just to be a casual thing. We've got to improve that. We've got to strengthen our churches. We've got to have preachers that preach with the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Let's all work together, pray, and I believe that God in heaven will hear us. I'll look forward to being with you again at the very next opportunity.